AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama is in Germany to meet first with Chancellor Angela Merkel ahead of the G7 summit. Gathering of the leaders of the world's largest economies has drawn protesters to the streets of German cities. Oxfam America's Gwen Kripke says the G7 leaders have to address a basic problem.
Whether they want to end poverty around the world or whether they're going to continue policies that are increasing inequality and poverty around the world.
The summit is expected to be dominated by discussions of the Western response to the clashes between Ukraine and pro-Russian forces. Also high on the agenda, the global economy, terrorism, and trade. Two maximum security inmates somehow got their hands on power tools to cut their way out of a New York State prison. Anthony Iannucci is the acting corrections commissioner.
There was a hole cut out of the back of the cell through which these inmates escaped. They went onto a catwalk, which is about six stories high. We estimate they climbed down and had power tools.
Hundreds of local, state, and federal officers are searching for the two convicted murderers. They are concerned that the pair may be trying to cross into Canada, just 20 miles from the prison. A 16-year-old Northwest Ohio boy and his 15-year-old girlfriend are in West Virginia jail after allegedly committing a string of robberies and car thefts during a three-state crime spree. AP's Peggy Harris with more.
The two teenagers fled Ohio in a stolen pickup truck after they allegedly stole shotgun shells from a Walmart. They allegedly continued east toward Pennsylvania, stealing one or maybe two more vehicles.
Police in West Virginia captured the two after a chase in which the teens wrecked a vehicle that had been stolen in Pennsylvania and then fled on foot before they were caught by officers. British authorities warned up to a 500,000 migrants could try to cross the Mediterranean this summer in the hopes of reaching Europe. This is AP Radio News. The long Triple Crown drought is over, bringing emotional reactions from many horse racing fans at Belmont Park in New York. Warren Levinson was there.
When American Pharoah crossed the Belmont Park finish line, 90,000 people shook the park.
A once-in-a-lifetime event. And it was amazing.
Emily McManaman of Washington, D.C. cried actual tears at the result.
Unbelievable. My grandmother had talked about Secretariat. I was thinking about her. So it was amazing.
When Secretariat won, it was in the middle of a decade that saw three Triple Crown winners. This one comes after 37 years without one. Warren Levinson, Belmont Park, New York.
Tampa Bay Lightning, even the Stanley Cup Championship Series at a game each with a 4-3 home win last night over the Chicago Blackhawks. The game three in the NHL Championship Series is Monday night in Chicago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.